We're speaking with Jeff Connolly. He is the incumbent District 2 Bonner County Commissioner. Jeff, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Yes, it's a pleasure. I always enjoy visiting with you, Chris.
Yep. Well, let's start out with an introduction to the voters for those who may not be acquainted with you yet, even though you've served, is it two terms now?
Yes, yep. About halfway into the second term.
Yeah. So go ahead and tell us a bit about yourself.
So, yeah, I'm born and raised in Priest River, Idaho. Lived my whole life here in North Idaho. My father was born in Harrison, Idaho. So, and his father came to Harrison, Idaho early in his life. So we've been in North Idaho, our family, for hundreds of years. And it's near and dear to my heart. And I kind of am sensitive when I hear people always wanting to make changes and we should be doing this and we should be doing that. I'm a little old school. I think it's not that bad the way it is. I think there can be some improvements, but rushing into it, I don't think is the answer. I have served a little over 5 years as a sitting county commissioner and 15 years on the Priest River City Council. That's the background that I bring. I was also 40 years in the logging industry, a tough way to make a living, but a very honorable way to make a living also. I serve on many boards, especially since I've become a commissioner. Apparently, I must be the guy that will pretty much volunteer for any board because I sit on about 7 or 8 boards, but I also enjoy that interaction with the community and think it keeps me in touch with what everybody's doing around the county.
Well, so mention by name a few of those nonprofits that okay. you're involved with.
Let me go through them. So I sit on the RAC board, which is the Resource Advisory Committee, which is a Forest Service knock off that gives out grant monies. So I sit on the board that actually decides where that money goes and to some pretty cool projects, and a lot of them in Bonner County, and that's one of the large reasons I sit on it. And then the Panhandle Area Council, which is a economic development based out of Kootenai County.
It's for the 5 northern counties, is
yes.
it?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Priest Community Forest Connection, which is a 501c3 in Priest River that I've been with since, I don't know, for 21 years since. And I can't even go into all the details of what they do, but it's a really fun group. We do stream restoration. We have done the restoration of the landfill in Priest River. Really some great projects. We did actually logging and fuel reductions project up at Priest Lake. That's how it got its start. Mm-hmm. Panhandle Forest Collaborative. It's a very popular and very successful group that's here in Bonner County and throughout Coeur d'Alene and that area. And just recently, the Jaws and Pole Advisory Committee, it's a piece of property that was just donated to the city of Priest River. It's 48 acres right on the Ponderay River, 3/4 of a mile of Ponderay River frontage and 1/4 of a mile of Priest River frontage. So I sit on that board also to try to decide.
Yeah, that must be just across the Priest River from the Mudhole Park?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. It is. Yeah. And then goes clear to the county park, the West Bonner Park down there. So it's a spectacular piece.
Yeah, ground. Yeah.
So I wanted to be involved in that, obviously. I also sit on the Bonner County Economic Development Corporation Board. Mm-hmm. I took that over when Glenn left. It's a good group of folks that continue to work hard to try to address the problems with finding qualified people to do the work, finding businesses that fit the community and things mm-hmm. like that.
All right. Well, as you said, a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question I ask all the candidates. Why are you running? Why are you running for re-election?
So I think that I touched on it a little bit, but one of the things that I see of a lot of the candidates that are coming into the fray is that they don't have a lot of connection to the community. they're new here or they're fairly new here. And that to me is problematic. I think that you need to come to the community and understand it, live in it, and work with lots of people to try to figure out what the best fit is instead of coming in with your guns blazing, wanting to change everything. So that's probably why I'm still going for a third term. I'm at an age that I could retire, but I just didn't see a candidate that I felt comfortable supporting and walking away.
Okay. Here's another question I'm asking all the candidates. If elected, how much time will you spend in office each week? In your case, what was your average week amount to as a commissioner?
So I think that in office actually is probably about 30 hours. But I mean, if you count the work we do from our home, home phone, cell phone at home, computer at home,
making and then, site visits on different
right,
things,
and going to this meeting, that meeting, and then weekends too. I mean, if you're doing this job, you should be all in. I mean, I'm sure I get between 50 and 60 hours a week on a normal week, unless we have a slow and off week.
And I'm sure that even includes answering the phone with a constituent. That
absolutely.
Needs, problem
all now. Weekend long. Yeah. And that's the part of the job, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's get on to the issues. What do you think are the biggest issues in the commissioner's race that you would like voters to weigh out while they're deciding who to vote for?
I think that, you know, growth is probably our biggest battle that we face right now. I do believe that, you know, we're struggling to figure out how to make good subdivisions and good divisions of land that make sense. And we're behind the eight ball a little bit with our comp plan is somewhat outdated. Some of our comp ordinances are outdated also. So we've been taken advantage of. So we need to get updated. We need to utilize better tools to make sure that we're a little bit ahead of it. Some of these developers that are coming in are pretty well schooled on how to make the rules work for them. And I think we need to rewrite it to make sure that the county is protected and the people of the county are protected. And I think we've got some good ideas. I have some good ideas that I've been pushing forward. And a lot of it is just, instead of reinventing the wheel, it's just finally like, why don't we see what Kootenai County's doing? Are they having pretty good success with, you know, I mean, obviously they have a lot of growth, but, you know, are they getting sued? Are they having fair success with what their comp plan says, what their zoning ordinances say, what their zoning map says? And the answer is yes. They went through it about 5 or 6 years ago, so they're just a touch ahead of us on that. And so we're looking at incorporating some of the verbiage that they use that I think will help us do our jobs better.
Well, one of the decisions that was just recently came down was to take the Planning and Zoning Commission and split it into two commissions, a Planning Commission and a Zoning Commission. Were you in favor of that? And you know, what was the rationale there?
Yeah, I am in favor of that totally. I probably was one of the big pushes on it. One of the things that we see of our Planning and Zoning Commission was 4 and 5 hour meetings lasting into 11 o'clock. These are volunteers, and that's just not a very healthy way to treat a volunteer board. So the idea is to split the two and make them specialize in planning and make them specialize in zoning. And then that splits the workload down so that hopefully each will do half of the work. We've also talked to the people that were involved in planning and zoning, and they concur that this is a good idea to try to lessen the workload on these folks. You know, generally speaking, when you're not in these high upswings like we are right now, it's probably not that big of an issue. But when you get into these, it can create quite a turmoil in our whole, you know, planning department, planning and zoning commission, the whole thing. It just makes it tough.
Mm-hmm. So one thing the Planning Commission is to focus on, as I understand, is a rewrite of the comprehensive plan.
That's correct, yeah.
Where are you at right now with that process?
So it's just getting started. I mean, we just did the split. We just picked the two groups of people and approved them. So they're just getting their feet under them. There's been a lot of work done up to this point by staff and by Don Davis is been working nonstop on it once a week.
Just, the planning, the old Planning and Zoning Commission, I think he was the chair of the former one, right?
He was, yeah. And he isn't right now, yeah. But he was one of the guys that had been with it and had the time and the knowledge to put into it. So he was doing that on. Mm-hmm.
And he's now on the Planning Commission.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. A couple of citizen groups have sprung up on planning and zoning issues. One's called Project 7B. The other one's Keep Bonner County Rural. What role do you see for them? You know, as a commissioner, as an elected representative, you know, how do you interface with those guys?
So I think that Project 7B has been around quite a while. As a matter of fact, I know right before I became a commissioner, that was when it was started because I was sitting on the council when we said, yeah, we'll work with you. And they were kind of making the rounds through all of Bonner County. And Keep Bonner County Rural is a new group that has sprung up in the last year, I'm going to say. Difficult to work with sometimes because, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You're not going to, you won't accomplish much by coming and yelling at the commissioners. But if you come and talk to them and find out, you know, what we can do and what we can't do, then we can move the ball forward. But if we continue to scream at each other, then we don't ever get anywhere. So cooperation, coordination, collaboration. But all of those fancy words that everybody loves to use, but that's key.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the growth and planning issue. Are there other issues that you'd like the voters to be considering?
Well, you know, there's a multitude of issues. I think that one of the biggest things is taxing right now is I believe that the way the tax structure is right now with property tax, it's just punitive towards homeowners. And I think that, you know, we've worked and I've worked closely with our legislators to try to come up with some ideas that are better ways to tax, more fair. And I think we're getting closer, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that one concern is that the property values have shot up so high now that some residents are fearful that they won't just simply be able to afford the taxes.
Yep. And it's a huge tax shift is what's going on onto the homeowners. So the taxes for a lot of like commercial and or ag forest are staying somewhat level. And maybe ag forest is even going downward. Commercial's slight rise. And then you have the housing market that is out of control, hyperinflation. So then that shifts the bulk of the taxes towards the homeowner. Mm-hmm. And that's just, it's just not a good thing. It's a state issue, statewide issue, but it's really affecting Bonner County.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. The way that housing costs are very difficult for the local workforce now.
Yeah. Very.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left here. Do have a couple more questions for you. So politics have gotten more polarizing in recent years. I guess my question would be, why do you think that is? And do you see ways to find common ground among your constituents? And how will you, how do you go about representing your constituents that may not have voted for you or have different ideas?
Yeah, that's, you know, I've never ever been a person that's going to ask you, did you support me? Are you going to support me in the future or whatever? I believe that whoever you are, whatever your ideals are, they're worth listening to and trying to work towards some sort of a resolution if it's something that we can do. A lot of people confuse what county commissioner's job role is. You know, they think that we have all this power to do all of these different things. So I think a lot of it's starting to just educate people. But I've worked across all party lines, all different factions that are here in Bonner County, not always successfully, but mm-hmm. I keep trying, mm-hmm. and I will.
Okay. One more question. What differentiates you from the other two candidates in this race? Why should people vote for you?
So I think it comes down to experience. I'm the most qualified for this position by far. I put the time in through the city and through the county. I know the job. There's a lot of things that I also want to continue to work towards because I know they're reachable goals that we could really improve the way things are in Bonner County. So it's just a matter of realizing that there sometimes is a political, you can only do a certain amount. There's three of us up there. It takes two to do anything. And it's more difficult than it appears sometimes in front of the TV. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, it can be some animosity that goes on behind the scenes that we don't always agree. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult. Mm-hmm. So that's the key, is to try to figure out a work with the other two folks here. We're all strong personalities, the commissioners that are there now. I don't see anybody that's running that is not a strong personality, because that's just not probably somebody that would fit into that.
They would even run, right?
Yeah. Right. So, and then you throw six other elected officials on top of that.
Mm-hmm. In the county, yeah.
And it can be, yeah. It can be somewhat difficult and interesting at times. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how can people find out more about you? Do you have a website or social media? Or
yes, I do. Jeff Connolly, commissioner.com. And I'll just throw my personal cell out there because I use it quite often, 208-755-1440. And feel free to call me about mm-hmm. any questions you might have.
Okay.
About what I've said or what you think.
Okay. That's an invitation to listeners right there.
That's right.
Well, Jeff Connolly, the incumbent District 2 Bonner County Commissioner, who will be on the ballot on May 17th, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Yeah.